Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening there, good people? Welcome to the Off Ramp. Wonderful March 20th, 2013, 11 p.m., 11:30 Eastern. This is your man, Beach Bomb Gun, on the mic, holding down with, of course, my two co-hosts tonight. Going to get to a lot of different topics. If you feel like you need to call up, you need to say something, get something off your chest, say it with your chest, feel free to call in. 646-915-8680. Once again, this is the Off-Ramp Show. We're on Twitter. Get at us at BeachBumGun, at VSoul02, at Sigmatic1914, at the Off-Ramp Show, Twitter, all that mess. Everything you can think of, we're on there. We out here in these streets to give you a voice, to holler at us, whatever you want to talk to. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line. Say what up to the people.
What's going on, folks?
Ain't much, man. How you holding up tonight, man? How's life treating you?
Great.
Yeah. Great job. All right, got a couple different topics that we could touch on. You know, big thing that's in the news today, of course, is the tournament starting. Tournament actually kind of started tonight, got a lot of playoff games. Looks like one of my hometown teams, LaSalle, is going to get in the tournament. They're beating up on Boise State right now. We had a game earlier. JMU won, good old VA basketball. You excited for the tournament this year?
No, that's all right. I'm not too excited, man. It's just, I don't know. Just not into it this year. Like I was years before, though.
Is it because your team got knocked out, or you think it's just not, you just don't recognize the players? Because that's one of the main things that people talk about. So, like, because of the one-and-done rule, there's not a lot of players that you can identify with. So some people just aren't as interested because they don't have anybody to, as soon as they get to know somebody, they're gone.
Nah, it's not even that. So I barely even watch much of college basketball this year anyway, so.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of excited to see it. I mean, as a big sports fan as I am, man, I probably watch anything with the ball. No homo. But it's a lot of teams out here. I like the fact that it's like anarchy. You know? No one knows who's going to be great. There's so many different teams out here. It's so many chances. I'm just glad I didn't bet a bunch of money on it because you just never know. You got different teams like Kansas. They're one seed. At one point, their coach said they're the worst team to be put on the floor in their history. And they're one of their favorites to win it all. It's just crazy. But there are no real superstars in the NCAA tournament this year. There's a couple good players, you know, but no real superstars. So it should be interesting. I wonder how Vegas is going to do.
Right.
So we got that. Another topic that we can get into. You know, I saw this on another sports topic that Brian Urlacher is leaving the Bears. Just wonder if there's any loyalty in sports anymore. I guess, you know, Urlacher was the face of Chicago, man, and they're just going to cut him because they can't come to an agreement because of money. I guess there's just no loyalty in sports. I would think that Chicago, of all teams, would figure out a way to make Brian Urlacher retire as a Bear, especially with the history of Dick Butkus there and all that, and Mike Ditka and all that. Mike Ditka was a tight end, but, you know, strong white dudes in prominent positions on the team. You would think that they would have kept him there, but guess not.
Not at all, man. You know, everything is all money, man. Everybody trying to get younger, you know, and trying to get that championship and just not trying to pay too much money. So,
he couldn't have been asking for that much money. I mean, he's not even, I mean, he's still effective, but he's not, Yeah, I mean, he's not what he once was. I wonder how much money he was really asking for. They said that they couldn't reach a deal, but nothing was put out there on what he was asking for.
Right.
I don't know. If you owned the team, would you try to keep someone like Brian Urlacher on your team and retire for, you know, the staple of the community, like Ray Lewis did with the Ravens?
Yeah, man, I'll do everything to try to keep my star prospects. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Try to keep them as happy as possible and just usually build around them. But, you know, it's not how it used to be anymore. So he's just thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, it's doggy dog world out here. And then we got, let's see, our co-host M Extra Money just hit me. I guess he's out sick tonight.
Yeah, A. Reed going to the Texans.
So. Yeah. Did he officially sign there? I saw it earlier.
I think they said they're close to a deal with him, so you never know, man. You usually when they say close to a deal, that means they got a deal on the table and it's looking right.
Yeah, how crazy is that? Going to the rival Texans down in another AFC matchup? Man, there's no loyalty in sports at all, man.
Man, I guess, man, you got to look at it as a business, too. Man. I mean, a lot of these owners and everything are trying to get that championship. So, you know, they feel as though that's what they need to do. And I think sometimes we get caught up in the whole loyalty thing. And sometimes we got to realize that it's also still a business, you know. It's just business moves.
But isn't that still part of the franchise, though, having the fact that you can have a player that identifies with your team so that when you come back and celebrate, you can bring players that were just for your team, just celebrated by your team, like the 49ers had, you know what I mean? I guess they let Joe Montana and Jerry Rice go, too. But like a Steve Young, you know, like a Joe Namath has always been I guess times change. I'd be foolish to think that. You know, times haven't changed, so it'll still be that way. But I don't know, man. It just seems kind of crazy that – I mean, it hurt my heart when Brian Dawkins played for the Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – like I said, it always comes back to money. You know, back in the day, a lot of these cats wasn't really looking for the big pay. And now everybody, when they go into the market, they start, you know, scanning the market to see what's out there. And then they also see, okay, if this running back got this, now I'm better than him. I want to get this much money. Now everything is all about money now. You know?
Yeah.
As soon as Cash signed the deal, now the other free agent want the same deal as that person, or especially in the same position, he want the same deal or better.
Yeah, Joe Flacco was the highest paid quarterback for about 4 months. They ready to get Tony Romo. He about to be the highest paid quarterback. How crazy is that? And Tony Romo is about to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and Joe Flacco just won the Super Bowl for his team.
See, that's what I'm saying. Brings you to a point. See what I'm saying? Like, they scam, like, oh, well, he's going to make this much money. I think I'm better than him. I got a better chance, so give me more than what he's getting.
Yeah.
But, you know, NFL's not for long. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, got another quick topic. Have you heard about the little Bible series that's going on with the on the History Channel? Oh, feel free to call us if you want to comment on anything. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. I know I've been getting texts to repeat the number because they'd be forgetting. So just trying to hold that out there. But yeah, have you seen have you heard about that Bible series that's on the History Channel going across
I heard about it. I never watched it though.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it either, but I've seen highlights, and there's a big stir up in the news because the guy that's playing the devil looks just like Barack Obama.
Wow.
So it's this whole big thing where is it because he's black? Is it because he's the president? Is it because, like, it's like propaganda because you know that, like, Saturday Night Live, you use, like, Mitt Romney's head or not Saturday Night Live, Watch the Thrones, use the guy that looked like Mitt Romney's head on a stick and all that stuff. So there's one, and it feels like really propaganda, but the show was saying that it had nothing to do with Barack Obama and the artist and like the, I mean, the actors, just like a slap in their face because they worked hard on this role and all that stuff. And it's just
right.
another man with a strong face. Do you think that the History Jam purposely made the devil look like Barack Obama, or do you think it's all coincidence?
It might be all coincidence, but I really can't speculate too much because, like I said, I've never seen it. So I can't say, you know, whether they did it on purpose or if it's just, it is just a coincidence that dude or whoever it is looks like Barack Obama, you know? So it's kind of hard to say, oh, yeah, they did it on purpose. It's like, if I've never watched it, you know?
Right. Yeah, you got to see the picture. I mean, I won't say he looks like Barack Obama, but he has a resemblance. Now,
right.
I don't know what the actual actor looks like because it's not like you can't see the actual. Like, you can see the actual actor's face, but it's like if they put like you ever seen G.I. Joe when they made the dude, not King Cobra, but his underling dude, and they turned his face like metal?
Yeah.
That's kind of how they made the devil's face. So it's like his face looks like Barack Obama, but. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say. I mean, I think they did it on purpose because, I mean, I think it's just another way to draw up some buzz and some attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they did it as, like, oh, the devil is Barack Obama. I don't think it was just that deep. I think they probably just got an actor that kind of had the same features and was like, hey, we could probably make him resemble Barack Obama and get more in the news.
It could very well be, but, you know, I never seen it, and I ain't seen the picture, so I can't really give too much information on it and be all jacked up.
Yeah, man. So another thing in the news, you hear about Khloe Kardashian cheating on on Lamar with the game?
Is that true? I ain't heard about that until you just said so. Is that really true, or is it just?
Well, it's all speculation, man. See, and this is what I hate about media. Same thing that happened with, you know, when they said Lil Wayne was in a coma when he really wasn't. It's like you don't know what's true and what's not. Apparently, they got
right.
pictures of Khloe Kardashian hugging all over the game and all that. Now, the game has came out and said that he's part of this 60-day fitness, and she's in the two, along with Rob Kardashian, their brother. And I hate talking about the Kardashians.
He like
That's
400
true.
Pounds, yo.
Who?
Her brother. I saw a picture of him. He's like 400 pounds, yo.
Is he?
Yeah, man.
I don't know what he looks like. But apparently they're all on this 60-day fitness thing, and, like, they just called him hugging because, you know, I guess somebody made an achievement. It's probably going to be a reality show. They do the fake tears. And so they just caught a picture of them hugging. So he says that him and Lamar Odom are boys, especially because Lamar Odom lives out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And that Khloe Kardashian is like a sister. So I guess, I mean, I'd probably take his word for it. I don't think that he would. I mean, if you're going to cheat on, ain't he married? Didn't he have a dumbass TV show that he got married on?
Yeah, which probably only lasts for a couple episodes and probably got taken off the air.
What's that joint on BET? Don't they usually give everybody a couple season, Joe? Because they still got that dumb show.
No, it was on like BH1, yo.
Yeah. See, I don't watch them. Some of them reality shows are just, I just can't get them. It's too much fake tears and all that stuff. Especially the girl shows, man. Like Love and Hip Hop. Like, how come everybody has to cry every episode? Like, how you gonna talk all this trash? Be the toughest person in the room, ready to throw glass at somebody, ready to throw bows at somebody, and then start crying. Like, how you can go from tough to soft that quick?
It's not going to tough to soft. It's just some people, when they get so emotional, they cry. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're happy or you're sad or if you're just angry. Like, some people get real, real angry to the point where they cry. It's not that they soft. It's just that they're so angry that they just cry.
Man, but that's a lot of people on one show that all cry when they get emotional.
Yeah. Some people are just emotional people, brother.
Yeah, some people, but not every person on one single show. I mean, every reality show has the fake cry moment. Did you see the reality show Splash?
No.
When they was jumping off the diving board?
No.
Like,
uh-uh.
They had like...
Only time I watch that stuff is when if my wife is sitting here watching it and I'm stuck watching it. Other than that, man, I stick to my NCIS, man, and Big Bang Theory in sports.
Yeah, they had, man, it's like this show where it's like all reality TV show star. I mean, it had like a dinosaur there. And it's like a show where they jump off. I guess they're fighting or feel. I don't know. It was pretty dumb. I turned it off in the middle of it. I kind of just wanted to see Ndamukong Suh make a belly flop and see the AJ McCarron's girlfriend, because she's a tough little cookie. But yeah, man, it's like this show where I guess they fight in their fear. They had Rudy on there. Rudy Huxtable was on there. She was diving off the platform, but they all suck at diving. They had Louis Anderson, who said that he weighed 400 pounds and couldn't get out the pool. So what he did for his dive is he just went up to the top platform and, like, fell off the diving board into the water. Like, that's cool. He had a one piece on. He was rocking onesie. Right, you couldn't tell where his chest and where his legs started. It was just bad. And he won the competition just because he was crying and said that, you know, I don't want to die a fat man. I want to get in shape. Like, Rudy Huxtable did a flip off the diving board. It sucked, don't get me wrong. AJ McCarron's wife did something off the board. And hers sucked, too. But all Louis Anderson did was fall into the water, and he won? like stuff just doesn't make any sense. And that brings me to this topic, yo. What TV show, and this is a topic I wanted a bunch of people to talk on, maybe we'll revisit this, but since I got you on the line and you brought up just watching TV shows with your wife, what girly show do you watch, yo, that you hate to admit? That you like, but you watch it because of your wife.
She watched that Yes to the Dress crap. On that HGTV crap channel, one of them damn channels.
That's on TLC, I believe, because I be watching that too. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them joints. Yeah.
So you like that joint though?
I mean, I don't like it, but it's kind of interesting because. I mean, you act like you're there. You be sitting there and be like, yo, why is these people just sitting here and letting these people tell them what kind of dress to get? Like seriously, like, I'm the one getting married. Why are you telling me what looks good? If I like it, I like it. I'm going to buy it. But then you got the people there be like, well, she is buying the dress. But damn that, go get your own money, buy your own damn dress. If they don't like it, you buy your own dress. That's how I'll be sitting there. I'm like, yo. And then they be bringing their husband, they fiancés. Like, my fiance is out there. He's looking at the dress. So I'm like, oh my gosh, man! They bring like whole families, like the whole damn. Sometimes they come from the south. They bring the whole south with them. I'm like, really? I don't like that dress. This one girl, she was up there trying on the dress. Her sister said, "Oh, she looks like a linebacker in the button dress."
That's terrible.
It's like a linebacker in the wedding dress, yo. I was on the floor. Yo, can you imagine, yo? She was crying like I don't know what, because they were just cracking jokes on her, yo. But, yeah, other than that, man, that's about it.
I mean, I watch a lot of shows, man. I say girls on HBO. Man, what you sick, yo? What are you hot spitting and all that? Are you signing up?
Coughing, yo.
You got the G, yo?
I ain't got no G, man. I'm just coughing, man.
The G is real, yo. It sneaks up on you. You don't know you got it till it gets you. Next thing you know, you lay it up. You gotta take that Benadryl. He sound bad, son.
Oh, man.
G gets you every time, yo. It started in Panama City, Florida, and it migrated, yo. The host is in Baltimore. If you've ever come in contact with him, you're infected.
I was going to say, I haven't come in contact with him, but then again, I was like, hey, we was in Jamaica, VA, We was in North Carolina.
if you come in contact with the G, you're done, man. But yo, I tell you what, yo, the girliest show that I watch. Well, I mean, I watch a couple. I ain't gonna lie, yo. I'll be roughing my baby mama from the TV, yo, when it's all, if it's all sports. But when there's not a good sports game on, and she knows at this point, she's watched so many sports with me, she knows if it's not a good game. Like, if the Toronto Raptors are playing the Utah Jazz, she's going to look at me and be like, it's time for me to watch TV.
Yeah,
I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
Mm-mm.
So, but we watched the show Girls on HBO, which, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Yeah, it's basically about these chicks living in New York. It's basically about one chick and her friends that live in New York City. She's like an aspiring writer. But she's just an idiot, you know. Like, she does anything anybody ever says to her. She doesn't realize she's an idiot, and she's selfish. So the whole show is about her doing what people suggest that she should do while being selfish. Now, the first season was one of the funniest seasons I've ever seen in my life. I mean, these white girls is coke, popping mollies, going crazy. And it's just dumb comedy. You know what I mean? It's just simple, out-of-control comedy. This season is so emotional. I mean, my baby mama being here crying and stuff, and I'm like, yo, this shit sucks, yo. I'm like, yo, it's not even real. She's like, but that's how she felt at one point. I was like, no, she didn't. Like, yo, man, yo, women don't be doing all this tearing and all that stuff. Like, I swear, most of these emotions are just fake, yo.
Wow.
So I watched
it. Huh? So they got emotional with their crying and everything.
You know, they get emotional over everything. Like, if a dude tells a chick he loves her, it's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, you know he's going to cheat on her. It's a TV show. Like, you don't really love him. He's boning somebody else.
Hey, man, that's women, man. They get emotional and stuff like that, man. You can't do nothing about it, man.
I can understand getting emotional off something that matters, but all this stuff is fake. Why do these chicks get emotional over something that isn't real, that never makes any sense to me?
Because sometimes some of that stuff either they experience it, been through it, or know somebody that has been through it or has experienced it. So, like, that's what oftentimes, you know, that's why they get that way.
I don't believe that, yo. I think that just because of the music that they play in the background. I think the music is everything. I think when people be at church and they start going crazy, it's because of the music that the choir is playing and it has a good beat. When you're watching a movie, if it gets emotional and chicks start crying, it's because they're playing slow music.
I mean, think about it. Life is one big circle. Everything is just revolving. It just comes back around, come back around, come back around, come back around. Everybody's been through it once a time, another time. And I'm sure that you yourself been through something that maybe one of us been through, and vice versa. And that's the same thing. That's how they do movies and stuff like that too. They take their life experiences. Same thing with music. They take their life experiences and put it on paper or put it in a movie, and then that's where people get to relate to some of the stuff. Except for when you get to all those, you know, Roman movies and all that stuff. Ain't none of us been there in no damn Roman times or nothing like that. But like, you know, up-to-date type movies and stuff like that. But then, you know, other stuff, they just get a little emotional.
If my woman relates to anything from this woman on this TV show, then I'm divorcing her because she's a whore. She's sleeping with everybody she sees, and I'm messed up, and I need to fill out some paperwork.
Oh, man.
Get a cotton swab on my child, because if that's why she's crying, it's because she's relating to a dude who jacks off in front of her drinking old milk.
Well, maybe she just feel bad for the person, yo.
What'd you say?
Maybe she just feel bad. You ever watched a movie? Like, I've seen, I know you seen John Q. You seen John Q.
Yeah.
You see how a little boy, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you've never been in that situation before, but then you see him like, damn, what if that was me? You start getting a little emotional, like, man, would I do that same thing? I know I would. But, you know.
Hey, man, I would get emotional over that stuff. It's just a movie. It's all make believe.
Right, but it's all it all is make believe. But then sometimes you think like that. What if that was me? What would I do in that situation? Everybody always do a what if. Everybody does a what if. What if I won this? Or what if I did this?
I know if my child doesn't need a heart transplant and I can't get insurance and I gotta take over a hospital. One, I know they're gonna take me out. Dude, I know I'm going to be crying in the middle of it. It's going to be soft in that situation. How are you going to hold somebody up with a gun with no bullets in it and be crying?
You got But would you do the same? Would you do it, though?
What, if I was John Q?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, but I tell you what, this is probably the most ignorant thing I say. I definitely smack my wife for talking crazy to me, talking about what you going to do. Like, she ain't in the same boat with me. My son dying, and she yelling at me like I'm the next dude on the block, yo. She might have to pop her upside her head. Like, you don't see what I'm going through right now.
Like, yo, bitch, bro, where you going? I'm going to give my son a new damn heart. Damn, man, somebody will give me a damn heart today.
Yeah,
somebody will give me a heart in this hospital. I don't care if I got to take somebody out. Somebody will give me a heart.
Yeah, that joke is crazy, yo. That joy was real when he thought about shooting himself in the head, though.
Yeah, well, hey, I would do it like, yo, I live my life, man. You know, I want my little boy to go ahead and experience what I experienced.
Yeah, that's an easy decision, but I just got to feel like there's another way to go about it, though. all I know is ain't nobody going to be crying. Ain't nobody be crying unless you shoot yourself in the head. I mean, you'll be crying when you find out your son is dying. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to be crying laying on the table with a gun in your head. You got man up. Pull the trigger. like a man sitting looking on me. If you're going to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Jump.
Yo, I was reading something, yo, and they said it was like, since we talk about this whole emotional thing, right, they got, like, this site for, like, these gay people or whatever. So this boy, he was in his room. Look, there was a letter, and his boy was in his room talking to his people about, you know, how to come out to his parents, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that?
Explain it to the people. Go ahead. Hey, we got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Go ahead and explain it to the people.
So what happened was they already knew that he was gay or whatever. So he went downstairs and on the refrigerator there was a note that said, "Don't forget the milk and the juice." And oh yeah, we already knew that you were gay. We always loved you, no matter what the situation was. And I'm like, man, I said, they knew this whole time. Why they let this man stress himself like that? All this time. He just pulled to the side, talked to him like, "Look, son, we know you're different. We still love you. Whatever case, instead of having this kid stress all these long years to come out and tell your parents that you're gay, if you know, say something to them. Don't have them stressing and running around all crazy."
Well, they probably didn't know you're stressing. They probably thought it was a non-issue. Like, they probably didn't know. Like, think about it. Like, if your child's gay, you might know it, but you're probably going to wait until they say, Hey, Dad, I'm gay. You're not going to just be like, "Hey, I know you're gay. I know you're humping dudes." Like, you know what I mean? You're probably going to be like, "Yeah, I know you're a sack chaser."
Yo, damn, I'm going to say something. I'm like, "Listen, man, I know you a little different. You a little off."
Yo, what if he's not gay? What if he's just feminine?
Yo, we going to set some ground rules. We're going to set some rules in this house ASAP.
Yeah, but he might not be gay. Yo. What if he's just feminine? Yo? You gotta wait till he's ready to talk to you about it.
I'm going to put him to the test, brother. We're going to go out on the town and see what you get excited about.
Oh, Lord. I really got
Oh, man.
Yeah, We can definitely talk about what would you do if you found out your son is gay tomorrow, yo. But we got a break on out of here, yo. Oh,
well,
man.
I'm going a 30-day binge for a minute. Did not come back to reality.
Yeah, we'll talk about this tomorrow, yo. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Rich Before 30.com. Go get the book by Billionaire Brown and Real Silver Dollar. for your insurance quotes and all your questions, holler at MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com. Get at Stick to a Fitness. Get at Olive Coco Magazine for all your daily gossip. Get at us tomorrow at 11 p.m. Off-ramp. Holler.